when you hear the echo, the liberating, joyous echo from these massive crowds, so grateful and so thankful that these curses have been broken, then you know what it means when it says, Jesus has come to set the captives free.
Today, learn about your covenant with God and how it's designed to meet your needs and the needs of others. Let's join Kenneth Copeland now, right here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The Gospel of John, please. In John chapter 10, notice, Jesus is talking, red words win, right? I am come that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. No, more abundantly. What is abundant? More abundant. Well, when we get to more abundant, are we there? No, there's more abundant. Then there's more abundant. More abundant. Keith Moore's telling Gloria and me about a little boy. Brother Moore had been teaching on that verse for some weeks there in their church. And this little fella had been listening to the tapes. He just playing around, you know. Little child. Four, five years old, something like that. And they'd been hearing this message more abundantly, more than enough. He's the God of more than enough. So he said, this woman was testifying to this little boy, is her son. And she heard him playing in the living room. He's playing around with his toys, and, you know, and he's just kind of singing along while he's playing. And she got to listen to him. What is he saying? She got in there where she could hear him. He said, too much toys, too much milk, too many cookies, too many toys. And Brother Keith said, well, somebody got it. Praise God. Amen. Too many cookies, too much milk. He just sang it along. Amen. Too much. Now, you see those two systems? I mean, boy, they're laid right there in John 10:10. Don't draw a wall right between the two of them and realize that God never jumps over there on that stealing, killing, destroying side, and the devil can't get over there to bless anybody. Don't just use that as the yardstick right there, because the blessing of that is on Jesus' side, and the curse of that's on the devil's side. Amen. Now, when you keep that strongly in mind, then it takes the confusion out of just almost all the decisions you have to make. Because we know the one whom we follow. And I'm not going to be tricked off on that other side over there and follow the dark or the death side of this thing, the natural side of it. Now, let's go back then to the book of Genesis in the 9th chapter. God blessed Noah and his sons, saying, I establish my covenant with you, verse 9, and with your seed after you. And, now, your seed after you. Well, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. But now Ham and Japheth did the same thing Adam did with that blessing. They sloughed it off. And out of Ham and Japheth came the socialistic system. men trying to meet their own needs without God. And in that system, as it progresses, I don't care whether it's under a king, whether it's under a bureau, or whether it's under a president or a prime minister, or what you call it, whether you call it communism or socialism or Nazism or whatever you call it, it's men trying to meet their own needs without God. That same system under whomever is running it will eventually develop and progress into the place where it will invite God to get out. They don't even want him around. That ought to tell you who's running that.
Come on. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Don't blame the people for it. Pray for the people. The devil's behind this thing. Starting at Babel. First king, Nimrod. First big socialist king. And out of that came the first war. I mean, it's still following the same process today. And that's the same system that Jesus said. You go into the whole world. You go into that system everywhere that I place and grace you, and you preach this gospel to that whole thing. So Jesus is releasing the blessing back on the earth through the body of Christ. Hallelujah. That's the progress of those systems. Now, he said, God preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. That picked up Ham and Japheth's descendants, which is everybody. That's all the rest of us. So then you go right on down. Then it said, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So it was the word of God that established it. Now, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, Ham and Japheth. And become, what? Heirs of the promise of Abraham. Amen. So he got it back. Praise God. Amen. The devil couldn't have figured that out in a million centuries. Praise God. No. It was a mystery hidden in God. And the scripture said, had the devils known, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. They blew it big time when they put him on that cross. God, I'm telling you what, Jesus went to hell for us, paid the price, settled Adam's high treason, and then he was literally reborn in the bowels of hell and a reborn man in the pit of hell, destroyed and completely overwhelmed. Satan and his entire kingdom came up out of that pit and said, I got the keys. All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go in my name. Whoa. Now, before we leave this ninth chapter, I want you to see something else here. I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, every beast of the earth. His covenant was not with just with man, but he promised man and all of the animal kingdom that this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token, a covenant between me and the earth. And it'll come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. Man, that rainbow, the rainbow is in the throne room. It covers the whole throne. Every direction he looks, he sees the token of his covenant. That's big, isn't it? But now, every direction he looks, he sees the face of Jesus. Every promise is as sure to you as an individual. As it was to Jesus and is to Jesus. That's how strong it is with God.
You know, if death's been pronounced on you, there's no cure for you, you're going to die in 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, you might get a year, but you're going to die. I'm giving you back your death certificate today. Take it to the doctor and tell him you're healed. Glory to God. Isn't that awesome? See, that's the power of God that we are dealing with when we pray for healing, when we pray for our finances, when we ask the Lord for a job. Whatever it is that we need in this world, God's got the power, and not only that, but He has the desire to meet our needs. He so wants our needs met that He sent His only begotten Son for us to take our sins, to take the whole curse, the whole curse of the law, every sickness, every disease, every curse. Jesus, God's Son, Jesus, bore that for us so that we would not have to bear the curse. Glory to God. He bore the curse for us. Every sickness, every disease, the Bible says, is under that curse. So that means to us that healing belongs to us. Sickness does not belong to us. If we're born again, if you're not born again, you're still in the curse. But if you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you've been delivered out of the curse.
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
At the end of the program, when he gave the salvation message and led us through the salvation prayer, she was sitting beside me and she prayed it with me. And when she got through, I said, "Lauren, you just accepted Jesus. You're a Christian. You're going to heaven." And she said, "I am?" I said, "Yes."
Before the foundation of the world, he knew you, the scripture said. And in his heart and mind, you were perfect then. And in his heart and mind, you're perfect now. And all you have to do is accept the price that he paid for you. Amen. He loved you before, he loves you now, and he'll love you throughout eternity.
Being able to tap into that anointing and being a part of just a big group of people that are working towards the same thing and being a team.
It's an honor to be a partner with them, to see the things that they do with around the world, not just here in America, but around the world, the people, the lives that they touch. You know, one of the things that I admire is them going into the jails, the people that they reach in the jails. You know, the society wants to just throw those people away. They're worthless, they're useless, but God loves those people too, and they are helping them. And to know that our contributions are helping to do that as well, it just blesses me. It just blesses me.
Partnership is big. Partnership is everything. Partnership, just know that you're coming with people who are just, you know, just this close with God, and that you know you have all that they have, that you have, and that you could get the word ministered to you in such a easy way to understand. So that partnership for me is everything.
Partnership. How do you measure its depth and value? For over a quarter of a million partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries worldwide, a few numbers hint at the answer. Numbers like more than 1,700 hours of teaching each week through Believer's Voice of Victory television broadcasts, Broadcasts are available on over 650 television outlets, including 125 international stations. When all stations are considered, KCM partners actually put Believer's Voice of Victory television broadcasts within reach of just under 1 billion individuals every time Kenneth and Gloria utter the familiar greeting.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Gloria and Kenneth Copeland.
According to the broadcast industry's Nielsen ratings, the Believer's Voice of Victory daily program is rated number 2 among inspirational television broadcasts and is regularly viewed by more than 73 million households in the United States alone, while more than 85 million homes tune to the Sunday broadcast. But attempting to define partnership by the numbers tells only a fraction of the story. The essence of partnership is woven into the fabric of relationship.
To be able to turn the TV on and get the Word of God from them, that's incredible. I mean, what other way to do it? You know, I mean, it's awesome. I'm so grateful that God has allowed them to expand their ministry and to be on TV all across the world for every household to turn it on and watch. It's amazing.
We follow the broadcast very, very much so, and the teachings has been a tremendous blessing to our church.
The biggest thing is to watch them every morning, and they're so inspirational. It's just wonderful to see.
While the numbers help tell the story, at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, partnership transcends the physical. It is not bound by time or space. To every partner, thank you for the unbreakable bond we share. From Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and everyone at KCM, we count it an honor to call you partners. This became the motto and heart cry of evangelist Reinhard Bonnke over 40 years ago when the Lord gave him a vision of that continent washed in the precious blood of Jesus. Since that time, evangelist Bonnke and his team at Christ for All Nations have seen drastic and dramatic changes in the lives of the African people.
I come with a gospel which is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Preach it. I can almost hear the satanic infrastructure crash and break and destroy, and as if someone who has not oxygen in 1,000 years suddenly can breathe. No, whole area is waking up.
How many of you know that your sins have been washed away by the precious blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus Christ has made you worthy to receive this gift of the Holy Spirit.
These changes affect whole areas because they begin in the individuals.
This crusade has changed my life. I'm refired, and I'm going to do much more things for the Lord.
This is the first crusade that has affected the life of men and women in this area. It has affected us so much, positively. This crusade has changed the face of this town for good.
The Lord spoke to me through Luke 19, verse 10. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that is lost. So we are following the example of Jesus, and we are not just going to big cities where everybody goes. We seek the lost sheep. We seek sinners.
Seek and you shall find. Just since 2000, there have been close to 59 million salvations through the ministry of Reinhard Bonnke and co-evangelist Daniel Kolenda. And because of the covenant partnership of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and Christ for All Nations, those salvations are accredited to you, our partners.
Today is your day of salvation. Now is your time of salvation. This week is your week of salvation. If you believe that tonight, shout hallelujah.
I believe that all these wonderful Kenneth Copeland Ministries partners are in for such a glorious surprise. They may have done something in the background so that we could storm the gates of hell as frontline soldiers of God. But everyone gets that foreground reward. Your reward in heaven is immense and is great. I believe with all of my heart Copelands and their precious, precious partners have the lion's share of all those souls saved.
Christ for All Nations has now expanded, with crusades being held in the Ukraine, Europe, and Asia. They also have offices in the United States, Canada, Germany, the United Kingdom, Nigeria, South Africa, Singapore, Australia, and Hong Kong, bringing light and help to these nations all around the world.
When you hear the echo, the liberating, joyous echo from these massive crowds, so grateful and so thankful that these curses have been broken, then you know what it means when it says, Jesus has come to set the captives free.
Thank you, partners, for changing lives all around the world. It is because of your partnership that over 58 million people have been delivered from darkness and brought into the light of the Father's marvelous love. Life is an adventure full of unexpected challenges. To be consistently successful and equipped to rise to the challenge and overcome any situation takes more than just the desire to succeed. There is strength in unity and power in partnership. Partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to a support system that equips you with the resources to meet any of life's demands. Kenneth and Gloria's heart is to empower you with the truth, God's blessing, the source to meet every need imaginable. When a believer seeks God through prayer and word study and acts on their beliefs, God's unlimited power is released, transforming their situation. Partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to part of something big as our anointings combine, enriching your life and bringing the message of faith to the world. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help equip, encourage, and empower you. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today and receive your free new partner package. Your package includes two teachings by Kenneth Copeland, two partner ID cards, and a three-ring partner package binder. For faster processing, log on to kcm.org and order online. God has your answer for a strong and blessed life. Request your free partner package today.
Jesus came to give us life,
yes,
more abundantly. Oh, Lord. Gloria, for the last almost a year now, probably 9 months now, God has just, almost every thought, every prayer, every message, everything that is part of our life and ministry, when I think about my partners and anything, it just comes up, for God so loved the world. And I was part of that world. He so loved me. He gave Jesus,
hallelujah,
that we might not perish, but have the everlasting God kind of life. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then over there in 1 John 3, beloved, what manner of love? Behold, what manner of love God has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons, the children, the family,
hallelujah,
of God.
We're in the family.
And that word bestow means to honor, to give as a gift, to honor us.
Praise
by calling us. He calls things be not as though they were. The sons of God. That's the most magnificent thing that you could ever experience.
Amen.
Partnering with Jesus. You remember we talked about what God said to Abram? Well, that I'll make you a blessing. I want all the nations blessed, and those that'll help you bless, the same blessing be on them. Those that try to stop the blessing, the curse come on them. So the same thing is true now in Jesus. That's what that was all about. Jesus is coming, and through him, all the nations have the opportunity for the blessing.
We're in the family business.
Yeah, we are. Amen. So, hey, give him your life.
Amen.
Accept him. Let him give you his life. You give him yours. Everything you have, praise God. Now listen to this. If you will confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. That word saved means brought back into soundness. Like you take some old broken down piece of furniture and restore it better than it was when it was new. And it, now it's sound and strong, and it'll do a better job than it did when it was original.
Amen.
Amen. Now, it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I remember when the revelation of that came, that I am a whosoever. Glory to God. It had nothing to do with my past.
That's right.
And had everything to do with my future. So, Father, I pray for this radio and television audience right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving yourself. Now, if you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I want you to pray this right now with glory in me. Out loud. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised
from
the dead.
You so loved the world.
You so loved the world.
That you gave him.
That you gave him.
And I was a part of that world.
I was a part of that world.
And I receive you, Jesus.
I receive you, Jesus.
Come into my heart, please.
Come into my heart, please.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I repent of the past.
I repent of the past.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus.
Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus.
I receive it.
I receive it.
I thank you with all of my heart.
I thank you with all of my heart.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you prayed that with us today, let me know, because I want to send you this little book to help you get started reading your Bible, a little brochure to teach you how to read it and study it. Praise God. Free. We'll pay the postage on it.
Amen.
We want to get you started on this life of abundance in Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember,
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To request your new partner package, go to our website, kcm.org, call toll-free 800-600-7395, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. If you need prayer, we're only a phone call away. Call our 24-hour prayer line today. Thank you for partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries to help change lives for Jesus. Be empowered by the blessing. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend, April 8th and 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. For more information, go to kcm.org.